This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Frank Friedman joins us live in studio. He is the president of Piedmont Virginia Community College, and you were just here like a few weeks ago.
I know, I feel like I was just here.
As you were leaving, I remember saying, Frank, you have to come back. Because we're not done. we have something else that we had on our little agenda here that we wanted to talk about that we never got to, that I really wanted to learn more about, and that is what's going on vis-a-vis the administration and Washington with higher education in the country, which, as we know, financially, like everybody else, is really hurting. And that affects a lot of us here in Central Virginia because we have two very well-known fantastic colleges right here.
Well, as you know, Coy, when I was here a couple of weeks ago, we spent, I guess, all of our time really talking about the startup of another school year and what's happening at PVCC. And as you say, we never got to talk about what's really a very exciting time, especially for community colleges in the national scene. And I was hoping we'd get to that because for community colleges right now, and you have to remember, I've worked at a community college now for 32 years.
Have you really?
Yeah, wow. It's hard to believe. It just shows I'm getting old. But in the 32 years that I've worked at community colleges, this could be the single most exciting time for community colleges nationally.
Really?
Yes. On July 14th, President Obama, in a speech at Macomb Community College in Michigan, launched what he was calling the American Graduation Initiative. This is essentially a community college initiative where the president proposed infusing about $12 billion of federal money into community colleges nationwide over the course of 10 years. Now, what you have to realize is the federal government really provides very little money to community colleges. So this is big news. So this is very big news. For the president to come out and to say some of the laudatory things he said about community colleges, and then not just to have words, but to put money behind the words, this really was a validation, you might say, of things that those of us who have been in the community college field for years have been saying and believe. And this could begin what for community colleges would be another golden era for us.
Yeah. We're talking with Frank Friedman, president of PVCC. Frank, what's the impetus for this move to funnel so much federal money into specifically community colleges?
Well, I think that's what's so exciting to us. President Obama is not doing this just because he likes community colleges. He's doing this because he recognizes and he identifies that community colleges are the key to recovery from this current recession, and they are the key to the future economic growth and development of our nation. In fact, let me just read you one sentence or two that he said in that speech.
Sure.
He said, "Community colleges are an essential part of our recovery in the present and our prosperity in the future. Community colleges can make the future better, not just for individuals, but for all of America." And community college leaders have been saying this for years and years and years, that we are an engine of economic development. Because as President Obama cited in the same speech, the jobs of the future, where the jobs will be, are in fields where you need an associate degree, but not necessarily a bachelor's degree. But you certainly need more than a high school degree. In fact, President Obama cited statistics from the Department of Labor that those technical level jobs are going to increase at double the rate of all the other jobs in our economy. And what he said was, if America doesn't produce enough graduates, enough people with technical skills, we're going to be passed by other nations who have adopted community and technical college systems modeled after America, but now are graduating more individuals than we are, and they are going to be the ones who will lead the way in the future in advanced manufacturing, in all of the areas where technical skills are the key to success.
My guest live in studio is Frank Friedman. He is the president of Piedmont Virginia Community College, and that's pvcc.edu. Is that
correct?
Right? And we're talking about a recent announcement by President Obama that he will funnel $12 billion into America's community college system over the next decade. So we are talking about then a future workplace that will need. It's not that it's devaluing the liberal arts education.
Oh no, not
it's
at all.
It's that it's these jobs that require basic, you know, technical skills and not necessarily a 4-year liberal arts education,
right,
are going to be in greater demand.
Although what will happen is, so many of the individuals who acquire those technical skills, they then do go on and earn advanced degrees. We see that in PVCC students. We're going to see that over the future. But without those technical skills, our country's economy is going to perhaps start falling behind other nations in these areas of especially advanced manufacturing and other technical specialties like IT.
So you get an AB in this technical specialty and then 2 more years for a BA. And it's almost like, for example, you get a degree from UVA, but you get a special star on there that says, hey, I spent the first 2 years getting trained in this.
It could be. I mean, just to cite something that's happening right now, as I mentioned to you last time I was here, Piedmont this semester has about 5,200 students.
More than it,
which
in
is
any
a
time
huge,
in its history.
Yeah, yeah, huge increase, record. 4 years ago, we had 4,100 students in the fall. So we've gone up 1,100 students in 4 years. And this is happening nationwide in community colleges. I'd like to say we're the only one, but it's not true. The best estimate is that community colleges nationwide will be up 10% this fall over last fall, as it's being driven by the recession.
Right.
But an interesting fact, at Piedmont, between 10 and 15% of our students already have a bachelor's degree or higher. They are with us because...
That's really interesting.
Yeah, those bachelor's degrees, though, might not lead to the kind of employment opportunities that exist today.
These are people that 10 or 15% of your students have gone back to school.
Yes, and most of them are back in very specialized technical areas, IT security, IT programming, and healthcare, especially nursing, surgical technology, paramedic. You know,
which is in very high demand right now, and more so in the future, right?
They earn degrees. They're very educated people. They're very smart people. But those degrees might not prepare them for the jobs of today. And that's really what the president is talking about, that we're going to have to prepare Americans for the jobs that are going to exist out into our future, not for the jobs that existed 20 years ago.
Yeah. Frank, you may not be one of the folks at the table deciding this, but help us understand how this money is spent, how it's divided up, and what it goes towards.
Let's first say, nothing dealing with the federal government is easy or simple. So the president can propose this, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. What has happened is that the House of Representatives on September 17th passed House Bill 3221, which is called the Student Aid and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2009. Now, from that title, you wouldn't know it, but it is how the House is putting into action what the president proposed. It doesn't match his proposals exactly. I guess that never happens in Washington.
Is it the full $12
billion? No, about $9
billion, okay,
over a decade for community colleges. And now we must recognize this is just the House. The Senate hasn't even taken up this legislation yet. So we have to wait for that next step, for the Senate to take it up. And then if there are differences in what's passed, it'll have to go to a conference committee. But we're going down the right road. We're getting there. Now, it's a little complex how the money would actually end up at a community college. There are a series of different funds. But let me try to simplify. One fund of $2.5 billion would go to states to distribute to community colleges strictly for construction projects. This is the recognition, and I mean, it's certainly true at Piedmont and all over the
you need greater infrastructure
system.
Yeah.
To serve these students, we need buildings.
Yeah.
We need classrooms. We need labs. We're building a science building now, but that's just to catch up with where we should have been a few years ago.
Right.
We're going to need more money. And the president also has identified a key issue that many of us have buildings that are 30 and 40 years old. They need renovation, and the states don't have the money for it.
Is that
true? That's the case in Virginia.
Is that true at PVCC?
Yeah, our building was built in 1972. In fact, we have a renovation project in our capital outlay plan for the state. It's been there for several years, but
they just haven't given you the money for it. Yeah.
So this $2.5 billion from the feds would be have to be matched by either state funds or privately raised funds. That's part of the legislation. But it's there as seed money, you might say, to get construction going.
Yeah.
Then there's a fund for what I would call innovation. This will be competitive grants that individual colleges can go after. And it's to innovate in areas that will help students succeed.
That's really exciting.
It could be math. It could be writing.
New programs.
New programs. Yeah. Use of technology. It's basically saying, and this is why he called it the American Graduation Initiative. What he said is, it's great that all these people are going to community colleges, but we need them to get through and to graduate. And that is a key issue, because as in all of higher ed in our country, half the students who start never graduate.
You're kidding.
No, that's true.
Really?
2-year and 4-year.
Wow.
We have to improve that figure if we're going to achieve the kind of graduation rate we need to fuel our economy
and,
in the future.
And compete with India and China. Let's admit it.
Yeah. So the fund for innovation is just a wonderful idea. There is then a way to expand that. This is very interesting. For 5 years, grants will be made to individual community colleges to innovate. The next 5 years, funds would go to the states to take the best of those projects and expand them to other community colleges in the state.
So it creates sort of a market system where you're competing with each other. See, that's a good idea.
Well, but then you take the best ideas and you don't just say, okay, Piedmont did that. That's great. They'll do it. You take the best ideas and say, now how do we spread it to the other 22
and replicate
colleges
this,
in the state? I think is just a wonderful approach. It's something that's generally lacking when all of us go after grant money.
Yeah. Frank Friedman is the president of Piedmont Virginia Community College, and you can learn. Now, how can they get in touch with you if they want to learn more about this?
They can email me. They can go to our website. The website's the place to start, but our directory is on there, and they can find me
very
easily.
Because this is very exciting. We're talking about federal money coming to Charlottesville, to PVCC, for construction and for curriculum development and new programs. And you, I would assume, are going to want to hear from people in the community about, well, what do we need?
And and that's part of our ongoing planning. I'm constantly working with our business leaders, with our boards of supervisors, city council, to gather that input. That's one of the key parts of my job,
to make sure
that I bring the ideas of the community back to the college, and I also bring the college to the community.
That's very exciting. Frank, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coy. It's been great to be on again. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll get you back again soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.